I think it's hard to draw a line with something like that, like a man coming up to you at a bar. And it's the same as, like, being harassed on the street. Like,
yeah.
I remember watching this video where this woman, like, walked around, I think it was New York City, and she was taped for the whole day, so she just kind of got all these responses from men. And a lot of the comments were saying, like, okay, well, some of the guys only said hi or, you know, have a nice day or something. But I think where there are other men shouting, like, you know, nice butt or something like that, you end up, when somebody says, hey, have a nice day, you're kind of, you end up bracing yourself for, like, what's going to come next. So you don't see it as a friendly greeting anymore, even though some people may actually mean it as just, I just want to come up and talk to you in a bar. Like, you know, that's kind of a really normal social interaction, like, you know, but it's really hard to kind of relax enough to enjoy when that interaction is going to be really friendly and respectful and not to shy away from it, because some of them aren't.
If you are in a bar and a man comes to you and say to you something like, you are so beautiful, or how do you feel? Do you feel like, he just came to me? But it depends on how it look, how he looks, or
well, probably, yeah. But I mean,
so this is also So this is also what she say about men. They have to be.
But
if they are,
I think it depends on more than that. You know, it's, I think a lot of times you have that kind of intuition on whether or not someone's being, you know, just kind of genuine and paying you a compliment, or someone's coming at it with a, you know, a different intention. You know,
because
but
sometimes you feel
it would be coming on pretty strong to just, you know, I prefer someone just come up and say hi, you know.
Yeah.
You know, they don't have to follow it up
because
immediately with a compliment.
That's true.
Yeah, but I don't know, if you're having like beers with your girlfriends, let's say, you don't really want a guy to come up unless you're specifically looking at him and like calling him to come. Seriously, every time I went out here, I don't know, but like every time I went out in Brussels just with girls, every single time guys just came up to us and they wouldn't just let go, you know. Even if we said sorry but we're not interested, they would stay. And then, you know, I mean, I can't have beer in the bar, you know, what the hell?
And you have to explain them, please, I'm with my girlfriends, I don't want to.
Yeah, it's another thing if you've said no and they're not going.
Yeah,
like, that's a whole different
thing. That's just one that kind of gets into harassment.
It
really
does,
yeah. Because
there's always this answer, sorry, I have a boyfriend, but we shouldn't have to say that.
Yeah,
really.
We don't have to explain ourselves.
It's not like
that's sometimes the only reason why they back off.
Well, it bothers me because when you're saying, you know, say a guy comes up to me and he won't leave, and you say, sorry, I have a boyfriend, and then finally he respects that. It's because he respects the other man.
Not because he respects you.
Not because he respects me.